messages. That would inevitably cause a notification to pop up and tip him off about what was coming. I couldn't have that happen, so I had to make a slight adjustment to my plans. Grabbing his cell, I wound my arm up and smashed the damn thing into the corner of his nightstand. After that, the phone no longer turned on. And I had to admit, the giant crack in his screen made me feel infinitesimally better. When Caden walked out of the bathroom just 2 minutes later, my heart was still racing. Yet I knew what I had to do in order to pull this off. Sticking out my bottom lip, I hid the phone behind my back and offered my best puppy dog pout. "Sweetie, I am so sorry. I accidentally broke something. I feel terrible." He had a white towel wrapped around his waist and used a second one to dry his hair.
"It's all right. What did you break?"
I held out his phone. "Your cell?" Caden's face fell.
"Oh, shit. How'd you do that? It looks like it was smashed against a rock."
"Not quite, but close." "I'm such a klutz. I heard it ringing from the other room, so I ran in to grab it and bring it to you. I didn't want you to miss a call since it was probably birthday wishes. But on my way to the bathroom, I tripped and fell against the bedpost. The phone took the brunt of it. I'm sorry. I'll get you a new screen after we're done at the shop later.
Or when hell freezes over." "I have Apple Care, so don't worry about it."
"Yeah, I wasn't." An hour later, we arrived at my tattoo shop. I'd blocked off all the appointment slots for the evening so I could work on Caden's birthday present without distractions. Sadly, the art I'd come up with, a sexy pinup girl I was certain he'd love, might have been my best work ever. Normally, a Friday night would be pretty busy at Billy's Ink, with me and at least one other artist working until after midnight. But since I'd given everyone the evening off, it was only my receptionist, Justine, at the desk when we walked in.
"Hey, guys," she smiled. "Happy birthday, Caden."
"Thank you."
"So, did Billy let you peek at your artwork yet?"
Caden shook his head.
"Nope. I want it to be a surprise."
Justine rested her chin on her hands, looking starry-eyed.
"There's something so romantic about letting your girlfriend give you a blind tattoo."
That sentiment made me snort laugh, and I had to cover it with a fake cough.
"It was romantic, all right. Or in this case, really fucking stupid.
Tomato, tomato." I cleared my throat.
"Justine, I know I said you could get out of here by 6 tonight, but do you think you can stay a little later?
I smiled at Caden. "A surprise coming. Actually, multiple surprises." The idiot beamed.
"Sure," Justine said. "Not a problem. I can stay as long as you need."
"Thanks. Let me just get the birthday boy settled in, and I'll come back out to tell you what's happening." I led Caden into the back and told him to get comfy in my chair. Then I put on music. A little louder than usual, so he wouldn't be able to hear anything going on in reception, and smiled sweetly, telling him I'd be back in a few minutes to start. I scurried to the front. "So," I bit my lip as I spoke to Justine. "I hope you're in the mood for some trouble." She grinned.
"You know I'm always in the mood for trouble. What kind you got brewing?"
In hushed tones, I filled her in on what I'd found on Caden's phone. Her jaw was on the floor even before I got to the troublesome part.
"And I invited them all out to drinks tonight."
Her forehead wrinkled.
"Who?"
"The women he was talking to on Tinder."
"All of them?"
"All 12 of them. I have no idea how many are going to show up, but I told them to meet me here." Well, not me, considering I was pretending to be Caden, but you know what I mean. Justine's eyes bulged.
12 women from Tinder are coming to meet Caden here?"
I nodded. "I told them he was getting a birthday tattoo tomorrow and wanted their help picking it out before they go for drinks at the bar down the block." Justine covered her mouth.
"Oh my God. What are you going to do when they get here?"
"I have a few hours, so I'm hoping I can finish his tattoo and bring him out to do the reveal for both him and the ladies at the same time." Justine frowned.
"That tattoo you drew is gorgeous. It's too good for that jerk's lying, cheating skin."
I smiled. "Oh, that's another thing. There's a little change of plans for the birthday tattoo. I actually need you to whip me up a stencil